Welcome to WSIU In Topic. I'm Jack Titchener, along with Tobin Grant, the chairman of the SIUC Political Science Department. Tobin, this has been a big week in Illinois gubernatorial politics in terms of the primaries on Super Bowl night. Of course, Jeannie Ives, Bruce Rauner's Republican opponent, came out with a spot kind of intended to cover the waterfront in terms of stereotypes, and it made quite an impression.
Right. I think it did what she wanted it to do, which was to distinguish her from Rauner and let her know exactly what the things are and get plenty of press. You know, people have seen it that didn't actually see it when it first came out, but they've definitely seen it since then.
It was pretty roundly criticized and condemned by a lot of the Republican Party mainstream in the state of Illinois, as you might expect. But she, instead of disowning it, quite frankly, doubled down and said, no, these are the differences between myself and Bruce Rauner.
Right. And she's not backing away from how she's presenting it. In addition to the issues that are there, even the name, go to Benedict Rauner as the website, but the ethnic stereotypes, the other things that are going on, it is offensive to a lot of people, but to a lot of the people that she's appealing to, it's the kind of thing that they're wanting to see.
And she's getting support for that. The conservative businessman, Richard Uihlein, who was formerly a supporter of Bruce Rauner's in many respects, just dropped $2 million on Ives' campaign this week, in addition to $500,000 before that.
Right, and so I think we should be seeing more of the same when it's coming to her, but she definitely made a first big splash and put her name out there.
The Democratic frontrunner, J.B. Pritzker, took some hits this week after a Tribune article tied him to some less than stellar remarks about African-American politicians in Illinois in a conversation he had on an FBI wiretap with former Governor Rod Blagojevich about who was going to replace Barack Obama for Senate.
Right. And so this is the kind of thing that, you know, no candidate wants to see come out, you know, but then when it comes out, but he's also built up over the past 6 months, a year, you know, just a lot of really kind of very methodical in terms of building up his image, making people see what he's about. And so it's going to take a while to kind of, he's now got a lot more information in the public realm and image than he had if this was like the first thing people hear about him.
And some of the polling, though, we are seeing Dan Biss solidify his lock on second place in that Democratic primary.
Right. And while some of the polling's still early, there's still a definite move up where he's clearly the person that Pritzker needs to be worried about on who's coming up next on.
Tobin Grant, thanks so much. We appreciate your time on WSIU In Topic. I'm
Great,
Jack Titchener. Thanks for joining us.